And we are live. This is Judith Conrad, and we are available for wonderful information here. So I am here on this Thursday, on April the 16th of 2009, and it is the most unusual that I've ever come into a radio program. Usually I have all of these papers, everything all just in order, my ducks in a row, and this is just very, very open today, and I'm going to start out with a prayer called St. Teresa's Prayer, and I'll let you know just a little bit later when we're ready to take calls. So this is St. Teresa's Prayer. It's been going through the internet for quite a while. May today there be peace within. And I think I did this last week, and it's just so appropriate to do it again. May today there be peace within, because if we have peace within, that's all we need. May you trust that you are exactly where you're meant to be. Now, that one's a tough one for a couple of people that I know, that we're exactly where we're meant to be. Okay, I trust that I am exactly where I'm meant to be this evening from 7 to 8, and that is on bbsradio.com. Continuing on with St. Teresa's prayer, may you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith in yourself and others. The possibilities right now are so expansive. I am trusting that because I am exactly where I'm meant to be, and that I'm at peace with that. And when I go off of peace in and around the trust, then I get in deep trouble. So I don't want to do that. May you use the gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. Well, today I just felt like there was so much love around. I went to two different networking groups, and each of these events, both of the events, was just like a love fest. When that happens, when everything is so enveloping, so expansive, you know you're in the right place. And you really don't need to do a whole lot, especially in and around pushing and trying to get your message out, and the voice will let you know each and every time. Continuing with St. Teresa's prayer, may you be content with yourself just the way you are. Now, if you're worried whether your hair is too long, too short, too curly, too straight, I'm just using the hair as an example, then you are negating a lot of things around yourself. Be content that you are the way you are and that you can make a change. Now, because we are in the time of extreme change, that is about the only thing that is stable that I can think of. And it is fabulous. As I am in this place of change. And I did write down, and I'm going to quote this, let me be open to be the change that wants to happen. See, if I'm open for the change, just as when I left Mount Shasta, I had written, show me where my light is needed, and I ended up in Eugene, Oregon. I am again opening that question, show me where my light is needed. And I've also added, show me how, because I don't know how. I am allowing Spirit to tell me. Continuing with St. Teresa's prayer, let this knowledge settle into your bones and allow your soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love. It is there for each and every one of us. So I invite you to let it settle into your bones, which means it settles in at the deepest possible level within you. Because when I am at peace, it settles into my bones, it settles into my cells, and I know then that I am on purpose. It is so exciting when that happens. And now, let's get to the cards. I know many of you you always wait for that particular part. So here we go. And I'm using the Aleister Crowley Tarot deck, and I call this God's Picture Book. First, think of your question. And let's phrase that in give me information about. Give me information about. And you're going to fill in the blank. So I think my question is going to be, give me information about the change that wants to happen. I am ready for it. Give me information about the change that wants to happen. And it could be financial. It could be career-wise. It could be any number of things. See, I'm kind of tuning into you out there, of the change that you want to see happening. So the first card, Well, this card keeps coming back from... I think this card, maybe in 1 week of readings that I do for myself, this card comes in maybe 3 out of the 4 days or 3 out of the 5 days. It's the Three of Discs on the physical plane. Give it the works. Once we have gone inside to determine what our essence is, what is our grace, what is our joy of living, then we can give it the works. So in this time, when there's so much change going on, the only thing that I can see that I can give the works to is the change. I'm giving that because I am allowing from the bones, from my cells, I am allowing myself to become awake and alive to the change. It's like I can feel the wind against my cheek because I know if it's blowing on the right cheek, maybe it wants me to go to the left. If it's blowing on the left cheek, it wants me to go to the right. It's like I'm paying attention to every symbol, every essence, every cloud, every stick. It's just makes me alive. Second card, the Moon card. This is the Major Arcana. Big things with the Moon. And we are getting ready in this change to shift our focus. We're focusing on the change, and as we go through the gateway, and the gateway is not easy to go through because we must be light as a feather, and we must be. Just be without efforting, without any energy to the right or to the left. It's just being right on here with our essence and to be awake and alive. The third card is the Queen of Swords, and that is mastery. So the mastery is to take off the mask, to be exactly who we are, to be crystal clear of not knowing. And that is where I've been hanging out for the last 2 weeks. It is sometimes not comfortable, and in a couple of days I got a little, I want to know. And so as I got myself off of that pity pat, then I could go forward in the essence that I am content to be just where I am, to be at peace with the chaos that is coming in. And again, I'm going to come back to the 2012. In 2012, actually 2009 right now, we are in it, and there's so much chaos going on in many of your lives. And it's about the surrender. And as I surrender into the not knowing and to be at peace with this, and it is a peace that is so deep. I want you to just feel. It's like the oozing of the molasses if it were... someone poured it on top of your head, and it just oozes down. It oozes all the way into your cells. And this peace that passeth all understanding is the essence of what I'm talking about. As I'm doing these tarot readings, I use the cards to jumpstart myself into a higher level so that I can cut to the chase. I can move quickly into the essence, and I could probably get there, however the cards just get me there faster. So what I'm doing is I'm looking at a map of the subconscious, of what is it that Spirit wants me to know at this very moment. Well, Spirit wants me to, has let me know that I am to be available for the change that wants to happen, which means that I am a prototype. I am an archetype at this present time for any change that wants to happen. And I'm noticing is the change that is happening to anyone that I meet, and I've been meeting a lot of new people lately. So I'm looking at the map of the subconscious today. Now, when I meet people in a social situation, in a networking situation, I am not reading them. That is inappropriate, it is rude, and I would not do that. Only when they've given me permission. And for example, when I open the phone lines, when you call in, you have given me permission to go into that map of your subconscious and connect with your guides and your angels. And yes, we're connecting at a very deep level through the airwaves. It's like there's a golden thread coming from my heart to your heart to my heart. And so when you do call in, we're looking at the deeper questions. We're looking at the deeper listening, at the deeper essence of what wants to be brought forth. Because when you call in and I am connecting with you, it is also a reading for me. I am reading the energy of your energy and what is happening in my physical body, my mental body, my emotional body, and spiritual. So as I'm connecting with you, I am looking at your innermost thoughts. And many times people will leave the reading and they will say, well, you didn't tell me anything I didn't know. Excuse me. And what my purpose is to validate all of these thoughts that have been so deep within, and you already know these. They come up in dream time. They come up in your meditation. And please, more meditation out there. More meditation. So these innermost thoughts then get brought forth in a reading when I'm pulling a card for you, and I can cut to the chase, especially on the telephone like this. So this reading is unique to you, just as unique to you as your own fingerprints, because each person has a unique set of fingerprints. And you came to be and to do. I mean, it may appear that you and me are doing many of the same things. However, it is the way we do them, it is the how we do them that is so different. One person may do massage therapy. Excuse me. They will, as they're touching and rubbing the body and massaging the body, they will connect with the energy and they will receive messages in this way. Other people are pure channels, and they receive information in a certain way. When I use the cards, it's like I cut right to the chase, and I can see what is the uniqueness that you have, especially those people right now who are in career changes. And I love to work with people in career changes because I can see the essence and feel the essence of where they could take the skills that they have been working with and to transfer them over into something new. Now, when I'm working with you, I'm connecting with God. I'm connecting with Spirit. I'm connecting with your guides, with your angels. And they're the ones guiding the session. And what comes up are the solutions, the healings, and sometimes coaching is brought in. Sometimes I start in with marketing. Sometimes I'll do organizational things. I never know until I'm in front of you or I hear your voice. Sometimes past lifetimes come in, and sometimes future lifetimes will come in. I've been doing this for about 25 years, and it's very interesting the number of people, the people that I have read, and I like that term, read. Now, one of the things that I do, after I've done a session or one card, many times the cards will reveal cobwebs. They will reveal stumbling blocks. They will reveal something that is standing in your way. And I do what I call an aspect session, where I connect with you and I start speaking from the essence of your past, from the essence of your present, and from the essence of the future. And I will ask whatever is holding you back will to identify itself, and it usually comes from someplace in the past lifetimes, this lifetime in the past, and we get an agreement that it will change. You see, here's that magic word again. It is about change. And there's no ego involved in this. It is simply the heart that I'm connecting with to see what the heart wants. And this all brings in humility. Humility and gratitude and grace and graciousness and love. And when we have that, that is the common thread that connects everything that's going on, whether in this program, in my life, there's always a common thread that runs through. And even if someone goes into rage, into anger, there's still that unconditional love underneath. And so that is the common thread that will run through. And then when we look at the, especially in traffic, now why did I get so upset? You know, back off. If they want to get there first, let them go. Then what you're doing is you're doing the deep listening. You're listening to that inner part of yourself that is at peace. Knowing that briefly, ever so briefly, in that instant where rage came up and then it went right back down again, that you're able to control that and you're able to slip into that peace again. Now, if you cannot get past that rage, if that rage continues to move and stays with you for more than 5 minutes to a half hour, then you may want to do some deep breathing, and you may want to start thinking about meditating or just sitting quietly until the peace comes. So we're monitoring any of the patterns from the past, because they're all coming back again. We thought we had done so many things, and many of us, I always include myself in this, because I'm in this process too. We've done much work on ourselves, and now we get to go back and we get to do it again. How sweet it is. Okay. And sometimes we do need help. We do need someone else to assist us. We need our guides on the other side, and we also can use a little help from someone like myself, which I love to do. I love to do the readings, and I love to do the work that is helping to clear out those cobwebs and clear out any blocks. So one of the emails came from Noella. I connect with so many people through this radio program, and I start sending emails, and she's sending emails to me. And so one of the quotes she said was, "Ego, be gone. Heart, come in." Isn't that great? Ego, be gone, and heart, come in. Yes, there you go. Well, one of the things I've been doing, I've been out in the garden pulling weeds and getting my seeds ready to plant. And I looked at, in fact, one of the messages I sent out in the early morning when I'm doing the meditation is, I'm looking at the seeds that I'm planting, that I have in my mini greenhouse. I have tomato plants. They're already up. I have the cucumbers. I have squash. And then I got to thinking, as I was writing out my material, I said, I would like some seeds of hope. I would like some seeds of joy. I would like some seeds of harmony. And so I'm thinking, now which greenhouse am I going to go to? Which nursery will have the seeds, a package that actually says joy, a package of seeds that says harmony, a package of seeds that says hope, and a package of seeds that says love? And so I'm looking at this place where I'm getting these seeds that I'm planting in, and I realize, well, silly, they're right here in your heart. That's where you go to find these seeds. So sure, I'm going to get tomatoes, I'm going to have cucumbers, I'm going to have squash, I'm going to have all of these other things. And at the same time, as I'm planting these seeds and nurturing them, I'm also nurturing the joy that I will experience with eating the tomato, eating the cucumbers. Right now, I'm experiencing the joy of watching them grow in that little mini greenhouse. It's like I'm deep listening to the seeds of what they need. Do they need any more water? Do they need to have it warmer? Because it's not quite time to put them outside. There you go. Not too much am I presenting here today. So I think I'm ready to, if anyone would like to call in, I will continue. And I just want you to know that it's not as if I need you to call in. A couple people called in and said I had to rescue you because you're running out of things to say. Not in this lifetime. So if you would like to call in and join me in this conversation, this is not a psychic hotline. Just want to let you know that. You're going to call in, and you're going to become part of the essence of deep listening and deep questioning. So what is your deepest question? What is the deepest question that you can think of? And if you're a new caller, I really, really am looking for your call. And so thinking of your deepest, deepest question, because you've been listening, and that makes it much better, because then we can refer back to what we've talked about before. What is your deepest question? Because the majority of you out there are in, well, I don't want to say you're in crisis, but some of you are. You're in confusion. Not everyone is, and some of you are. Everyone knows that they are changing, that they have changed from where they were before. And if you can hear that, I'm shuffling my cards. And I am actually going to start pulling. I'm going to just let a couple cards come out as I'm getting ready for the calls to come in. Okay, first card is the Princess of Discs, which indicates that you are birthing. This is the Princess of Discs is about birthing. And on the physical plane, you're birthing something on the physical plane, and it's Aries. Aries is the planet of future. It is the planet of expansion. It is the planet of pioneering. So I would say that you're being guided into something new, of doing your work, of doing your life in a much different way than you've ever done it before. Now, I've said that before on the program, and I want you to imagine how that would look, feel how that would be, to live your life in such a different way, and to be listening with every bone in your body. Because remember, with St. Teresa's prayer, we're letting this knowledge of peace that passeth all understanding, to know that we're where we are to be, and that there are infinite possibilities, whatever happens, that we have gifts that we've received, and that we're loved. And so we are being guided into the pioneer. And I think everyone on the planet right now, we have come at this particular time. We've come on the planet to create the new reality, whatever that means, because I don't know whether anyone does know what that new reality is, a new paradigm. We can feel it. We can sort of get the energy. Okay. All right. We have someone online. We have Nathaniel on line one. Let's take Nathaniel. And he wants to ask about real estate. All right, Nathaniel, come on in.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Just fine. And Nathaniel, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California, Southern California, Orange County.
All right, Nathaniel, you're calling about writing your name down so I can get your energy from Southern California, from Orange County. I used to do a radio program down there. County, okay. And what is your question about real estate?
You know, I've been living in this house, kind of a smaller house, here in Old Town Tustin for about 14 years, and I've been getting a couple readings saying that I'm going to be buying a new house or real estate or something, and maybe on a hill somewhere. You know, somebody, Psychic Norbert said something about it, and he said it was a really nice real estate. I think my grandma seems to be telling me, my deceased grandma.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
let's look at your grandmother, okay? So she's on the other side, and she's giving you messages. And what is her name?
Helen Blackstock. She's born February 2nd. I think it was about 1901 or 1902.
Okay, so let's just looking at the, you're connecting, you know, some people connect with their angels, some people connect with their grandmother, their parents, or someone who's on the other side. And that's very fortunate, because we already have established a relationship with them, and so we know what they're like on the physical plane. Now, as far as moving, what I want to turn it around to you, Nathaniel. What is your feeling? Because you can go to 1,000 psychics, they're all going to give you a different answer, or pretty close to the same, I don't know. What is your feeling? You've been living in this small house for 14 years. What is your feeling about moving?
I think it might be in Fullerton somewhere, but I'm not sure.
Okay, if you did know. I don't want you to rely on someone else's reply. I want you to, first of all, come through with your answer. So, Nathaniel, you said Fullerton. Now, does that feel right to you to be in Fullerton?
Yeah.
So I want to go a little bit deeper into this, Nathaniel. What is a deeper energy about you asking the question about moving, a feeling you're going to move after being in the small house for 14 years? Why are you asking this?
Figure out where I'm moving next. It seems kind of inspiring. It seems like a nice piece of real estate.
Okay. So you feel like it's a good financial move to move to Fullerton, and
I think I'll be a lot happier. This house doesn't have a garage here, and it's not, I think it's kind of small.
Okay, so we're going to ask the audience out there, because, you know, when you call in, we're not just answering your question, we're asking questions for everyone who's listening on the into this internet radio program. So it doesn't have a garage, it hasn't had one for 14 years.
Uh-huh.
Why is it, and I'm asking these in all seriousness, I'm not putting anything down, I just want to know, why is there all of a sudden that's the key thing about moving, because there's no garage?
Yeah. It's a lot of more things than that. I think, someone
sure.
else is saying, you know, actually a girl killed herself here, and it was some time ago, but, I'm really not, really liking the house too much to really be staying here, that much longer. But, it's better than some places you could live, so I was really looking for, maybe a happier place to live.
Okay, and you've already have your first clue, which is Fullerton. Have you gone to Fullerton and investigated homes?
Yes, I have. It may not be on the market yet, so...
Okay, very good.
Is
this your answer or somebody else's?
Actually, somebody else's.
Can we throw out everyone else's opinion and just go into your essence and your feelings about where you want to live? Okay? So, you want to have a garage, I got that. What else will the house have?
Possibly a little view and, some better architecture. The houses really don't get along with one another. They're kind of small, and the way the architecture of the neighborhood is kind of.
All right. So you see where I'm going on this? That I'm asking you to define, not have someone else define where it is or what you're, because they're going to give you an opinion, and granted, if they may be intuitive, they may be psychic. However, bottom line. With all of the changes coming in, we're not going to have access always to someone else to give us the answers. That's why I'm really probing and asking you to delve deeper into knowing, this inner knowing, because you have all the answers. I did pull a card, the Nine of Wands, which is strength. Spirit wants you to come from your vision of what you really want to have. And since you've been in this house for 14 years, I mean, all of the whatever, it is what it is, and you feel like you're ready to move on. And so this is the Sun and Moon in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is to define what is the vision of what you want, and to write it down, to live it, breathe it, go to Fullerton, and investigate the real estate market there, and just see how you feel. Now, when you do move, and I'm not saying that you will you have a job there when you go, or are you retired, or what's the story there?
I don't know. I might be making a lot of money in real estate, so I don't know that, you know, that isn't my job.
So what is your career right now?
You know, I'm doing so many different things. I'm a massage therapist, but, I study astrology. I study personology, the Chinese astrology.
Excellent.
Some name words and that kind of thing. And I listen to a lot of different shows. You know, Ron Amatron on the Creation Lightship.
Oh, yeah. He's from Mount Shasta, where I just moved from.
Looking
at all of the gifts and talents that you have, why would you possibly select real estate?
Did someone tell you? I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'd like to. This is time for you to do some deep, what I call spelunking. To go in, because the Nine of Wands strength is coming, is for you to look at all of the hidden talents, and you've told me a few of the talents that you have, to really look at that, to see the vision of the Sagittarius. Since you do astrology, I want you to really delve into the sun and moon in Sagittarius. So the sun
when the sun goes into Sagittarius or something now?
No, stop and listen here. Sun and moon in Sagittarius. The sun says go direct to your vision, and the moon says trust the vision. The sun or moon in Sagittarius. It is the sun in Sagittarius says go direct for your vision. So all of you out there, as you're listening to this, what is your vision? And whatever it is, whether it's change or whatever, new career, go direct for that. Write it down. Investigate it. Feel it. Know it. And do all of the delving into what is the vision and write it down. And then the moon in Sagittarius says, let's trust that whatever I write down for me is valid and whatever you write down for you is valid. In other words, it's wonderful that psychics are giving you answers, and it's wonderful, more wonderful, that you get your own answers. Okay, Nathaniel?
All right, well, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you for calling. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that leaves the lines open for someone else if they would like to call in. As you noticed, I did not give him definitive answers that you're going to move in 1 day, 2 days, 5 days, 6 days, because that, for me, I'm feeling that would be disempowering to Nathaniel. Now, the next person calling in, now, I just will follow spirit to see what they are going to say to the next person who will call in. In the meantime, let's go into this wonderful Nine of Wands, which is spiritual strength. So the sun means that there's a whole lot of energy. When the sun is in any sign, for example, Sagittarius comes right after Scorpio, about the 20th or 21st of November. And so if we were going to follow the astrology of when Sagittarius is, we might suspect that Nathaniel would be moving at that particular time. This is a possibility. However, it has to feel right to Nathaniel. And then the moon in Sagittarius says that's the visionary. And I'm just, what's coming to me right now is that with all of his gifts and talents, I think that he has all the tools to make a decision all by himself. That's why spirit would not allow me to make a decision for him. Of course, I never do. All right, so continuing on. Exciting things out here. I love it. Okay, so continuing on to look at what's coming up for everyone out here. For some, they haven't felt the impact of what's going on. And some people are just kind of going along and la-di-da, it's wonderful and la-di-da, and not realizing that as you're moving through life, it's time for many to start waking up. And when we all start waking up, it's like the 100th monkey. There is already that major shift and change happening. People are asking themselves, what's going on? Why am I feeling so, and you fill in the blank. So I'm going to throw out a couple questions here. what is it that you have that you don't want? What is it that you have that you don't want? Love to hear from you on that. So there's a second question that goes with that. What don't I have, I do want. So the first question is, what do I have I don't want? Possibility of an answer in that would be poverty. I have poverty and I don't want it. What don't I have that I do want? Lots of money. I don't have it and I want it. Of course, when you use the word want, it is a continual of wanting, wanting, wanting. If you've listened to Esther Hicks channeling Abraham, the word want is a word that they want, that indicates that it's just always out there and you never really attain it. So as you're writing down, what do I have that I don't want? What else is it that you have that you don't want? Perhaps you have a relationship that is coming to an end. And when that happens, many times the contract is over. The contract is up, and it is time to let go of that relationship, to let it change to another level. It could be that there's a death, impending death coming in of someone that is dear to you. What do I have I don't want in the situation? I have sorrow. I have the need to keep that person here instead of allowing that person to make the transition. So as I look at that, it assists me in getting clear in the not knowing and wanting to change what someone else's destiny is. So what do I have I don't want? What don't I have that I do want? If you can write down what it is that you're intending. So I'm just going to use Nathaniel as an example. His intention, I believe that's his intention, is to look at purchasing a home in real estate, a piece of real estate in Fullerton. So what is it that your intentions are? For me, it's almost like they're so nebulous that I can't really nail them down. I can't really wrap myself around what it is that my intentions are, because they're just, as soon as I think of it, they're just kind of gone. I am to be in this place of complete flowing of the river, to let myself flow downstream with the river, so that I am of service, completely in service. And to know that I am being taken care of. We have Danielle from San Jose on line one. Let's bring Danielle in. Hello, Danielle.
Yes.
How are you doing,
Judith?
Hi, Danielle. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Very good. We're kind of breaking up here a little bit. How can I help you, Danielle?
I had a question about my work. I'm in the healing arts and feeling the stress of the economy, and I'm just wondering if maybe you could help me get some insight on, what changes I could possibly make to be maybe working with things differently, working with more of my intuition, helping people on a greater level.
Very good, Danielle. Excellent. Well, you're from San Jose now. At the end of April, I believe, there's the Whole Life or the New Living Expo. Are you participating in that? Are you participating in that?
Considering.
Okay. You know, they always have booths. Somebody always cancels at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my first recommendation, because I used to do that all the time. I think the last 2 years, these are the last, the first 2 years I've missed in 25 years.
Oh, wow.
So I would recommend that, Danielle. And you say healing arts. What does that mean?
Massage therapist, and I'm a hypnotherapist, and I'm a Reiki master. So I work a lot with energy.
Very good, very good. And do you have a good practice going down there?
It's weakening, actually. That's the frustrating part of it.
Right. And I think that's happening for many people. And what mm-hmm. I'm feeling, and I just pulled a card for you, is the Hanged Man, is that we're taking a different mm-hmm. perspective, and of course the astrology is right on with this, that we are to, it's almost like we're being asked to live a simpler life, to mm-hmm. not need all of the credit cards, to not need all of this other stuff. It's almost like I'm hearing that we're living on less and being much happier. Mm-hmm. So there's a nebulous point right in here, Danielle, that I'm that I feel, and I can't quite say what it is. It's like a surrender into, I think I just said it, of being taken care of. And I don't have to do anything other than just show up, be in that river flowing downstream. And this Hanged Man is just getting such a different perspective. And the economy, yes, it is changing. And it is changing to get rid of some of the dross, some of the old stuff. And so for mm-hmm. you, Danielle, I'm looking at this card, and this is the Crowley deck, and it has snakes underneath the head. You know, the person is hanging upside down. You're hanging upside down, and you're listening to the words about the economy, and you're allowing that to impact you. Well, there's mm-hmm. something else that is awakening in you. These sleeping snakes in within you are starting to wake up something else in and around your healing arts practice.
And
it's like the Kundalini is starting to bubble up. It's like in the first and second chakra, which is down at the base of the spine and in your sexual organs. It's starting. There's something that's starting to that wants to come in and just wrap everything up with a bow, and it's going to pull everything together. And I'm going to grab this card from Nathaniel. I'm going to put this with this. In other words, the sun in Sagittarius says you're going direct for the vision. You can feel it. You just haven't quite gotten yourself wrapped around that yet. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it's totally frustrating.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah.
I'm not exempt from this, believe me.
It's just within reach, but I don't know where it's at.
Well, my suggestion, and my first career counselor told me to do this. She said, go through the telephone book. And I would go through at the expo. If you don't participate, you at least walk through and just look and see what calls you and see if there's anyone who's offering any classes. Just see what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have an idea of something. If nothing calls you, that means it wasn't there. See, mm-hmm. I go places and I show up because I'm in this quest of what is it, where is it that my light is needed. So if I'm told to go to a meeting, I go to that meeting. If I'm not told not to go, I don't go.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That I'm listening with every cell in my being.
Mm-hmm.
And these two, and I'm going to go back here and pull this other card, the Princess of Disc, which is we're birthing something, and we're pregnant with it, and we just don't know what it is. Lewis and mm-hmm. Clark, when they were going, they had someone who was helping them, I'm sure. However, we're in unknown territory right now. And that's mm-hmm. the exciting part, and that's the scariest part, is that we don't have the road maps that we've always had. When you go from San Jose to San Francisco, I mean, you know the freeway system.
Right.
Where you're going, there are no freeway systems. It's the inner freeway system.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go back and grab the moon card. Boy, I'm listening to what they're saying. The moon card says you're going through a gateway, and the gateway is very narrow, and so you're narrowing it down of what it is and where you're to go.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel you're to be at that expo. Call Mary.
I will be successful? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I didn't say whether you'd be successful. What you're doing, call Mary. You know who Mary is at the New Living Expo. And she'll line you up. And just tell her I called. I told her. Whether you're successful or not, it's what you're doing is you're showing the world that you're showing up. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
You're showing the world that you're showing up wherever. I mean, if you get the message after you talk to Mary and you get, nope, I'm not supposed to do it, then don't do it. However, I'm feeling and I'm seeing you in a booth.
And be a good thing.
Yeah, and through doing this, and this is for everyone else out there, through showing up, the name of your business is going to change. You're going to get a different things are going to start falling into place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So show up, pay attention, tell the truth, and let go of the consequences.
Okay. Very good.
All right, Danielle, you continue listening to the program.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
So what I want to mention to those people who are watching, listen to me, you'd think I were doing my TV program, that was Monday night, who are listening, that you can go ahead and email me, and I will do a little back and forth with the email. I love to do that for the next week. And we'll just develop a relationship here, not just here on the radio. However, I want to take it a little deeper with you just to see where we can go with this, because email is just, for me, I really can serve a whole lot in this way. So, if you live in the San Francisco Bay Area, do go to the New Living Expo. Like I said, this is the second year that I haven't done it, and I'm happy as a clam just to be up here just doing my thing. So, I do a lot of my work on the telephone, and I am, let me stop and think what I am. That's what I just got. Stop. Because I was going to make a declaration, and it's not for me to make that declaration right now. Because I am in this place of change. And as I am in this place of change, and I am in this place of birthing, as they would say in certain parts of the country, and I am hanging upside down as the hanged man. I am sun and moon in Sagittarius. I am in this going direct. I'm going direct into the not knowing, which is unusual, because I'm very clear about what my purpose is. I'm clear that I'm here to be of service on the radio. And I discovered about a month ago that the reason I came back on the radio, and I've been on for 20, 25 years or so, in San Francisco on KEST, was the first one that did the radio talk show and did it for 13-some years. Then I did radio here, there, and every place. It gives me a place to share information that comes through me as I do my morning meditation. One of the ways that I share is with the radio, another is with the television, and the other is through the email. Every morning I send out to a subscription list, and those people who email me today, whether I talk to you on the radio or not, I'm going to include you for a free week. And what I do is, most of them are sharing with me what they would like to know, their questions, their goals, their vision, their mission. And then what I do is I send out the cards that I pull for myself, and I'm, of course, thinking about them also. And as I send it out, then I keep checking the email to see whether there's a response. When the response, kind of like Facebook, you know, back and forth. And then I will pull additional cards for that person throughout the day. And then the next morning we continue, and it builds. I have been working with some of these people for 2 and 3 years. In fact, I taught many of them how to read the cards, and they're very quite good, I have to say. So if you're interested in that, let me give you my email. It is conrad3198@comcast.net. That's conrad3198@comcast.net. That's comcast. we've got a nice group of cards out here. I really like the sequence that we've been doing here. So we have someone from Southern California who called in, Nathaniel. We have Danielle from San Jose. And wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And we've had people calling from all over the world to this radio program. And as you'll look at VBS Radio, you'll see that there's a nice selection of people offering many teachings. And I think that you are blessed to have so many people who are here. So my purpose at this moment, at this very moment, is to motivate you and to help you to delve deeper into your own inner communication and to delve deeper into your intuitive skills. As you notice, the difference in the way I read for Nathaniel and the way I read for Danielle is that for one, there was information that came, and for the other, it was information that they were to get their own answers. Because when we rely too much on other people, then it is disempowering. At this time, as I'm in this place of this wonderful change, see, I can make it a bad situation or I can make it a good situation. The good situation is that I am happy to be in the place, and I am also not going to go to, I have many psychic friends, intuitive friends, that I could call up and say, listen, I need a little bit of heads up on this. And I'm told not to do that, that I must get my own answers. I've got the tools. I have the intuition. I have the guides on the other side and the guides that are all around me. I have those who've crossed over, who are about to cross over, who are connecting with me. So, and that's the key right there. Those that are connecting with you, whether it's a grandmother, a parent, or it is a baby that they may have lost or aborted. And that is the energy that wants to communicate with you. If you'll sit still long enough, you'll receive that information. And there's the key, too, is to sit still long enough to receive the answers. To be at peace isn't about run, run, run. And I think that's one of the things that with the economy and with everything the way it is, we're being asked to slow down. When I went to Machu Picchu, and I went three times in 1 year, and then I went a couple other times. And when you get to sacred places, or when you go to Mount Shasta, and you go to the mountain, and you go to the sacred springs, and you sit there and see the wildflowers, and you're sitting there in this essence of the Lemurian energy, you slow down because you're listening, because you know you're in a sacred place. Well, wherever you are is sacred, and you're making it sacred right now. When I was at the New Living Expo, I used to create my booth. That was a sacred temple, and I would always put copper tubes or pipes on the four corners, and so that when people would walk in and sit down and have a tarot reading, they were also getting a healing. You see, every place we are is sacred, and now when we're planting our seeds in this springtime, we're planting love into the soil. We're planting joy. We're planting harmony. We're planting unconditional love. There's so much more we are about than we've ever been before. If anyone out there would like a full reading, because we're working with Skype, that shouldn't be a problem. You can go to my website, which is MountShastaMagic.com. I still carry that name, MountShastaMagic.com. And you just, you know, check out what I have to offer, and I call you, record it on a CD, and I send it to you. And we can delve deeper into whatever your questions are. If you would like to join our email subscription, that would be wonderful. Right now I'm offering a free week of emails. So email me at conrad3198@comcast.net, and I'll be back next week, next Thursday at 7 p.m. with great joy. And I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.